Hello, today is July 12th, I think? Yes, and it's Friday. And we're here with nonsense and a bunch of other garbage for you to enjoy on your Friday.
And social. A lot of social.
Social. There's another category in this section, right? Robots and AI?
Look, I didn't even take the keyboard off the table.
Yeah, we're a mess this week. Usually Ryan handles the keyboard and stuff, so.
We're so tired. So exhausted.
So tired all the time.
Anyway.
First story.
YouTube is banning stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, YouTube's... Well, go ahead.
YouTube mystery ban on hacking videos has content creators puzzled.
So...
What's more puzzling is, like, why did they pick a picture of a penguin?
Did anybody notify YouTube that Google literally sponsors Capture the Flag type events? This just reeks of some executive that just doesn't understand information security having some kind of a reactionary response to it.
Like, it does feel very reactionary. Like, oh, we can't have people hacking. Hacking's bad. Like, yeah. Quick, remove it.
Yeah. But Google literally hosts a Capture the Flag type event where two teams compete to hack a thing to...
Google's gotten so big that, like, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
I think that this is a really scary situation that we're in where, like, selling bathwater, like gamer bathwater, is okay. Like, that's a perfectly reasonable activity. And it's like, I would like to learn more about, you know, how my router might be compromised is a less desirable activity. Like, that's a very...
Well, listen, no one's paying for that.
Well, I mean, do you think the end game for YouTube is to eventually become like Spotify, where the only people allowed on the platform have been very carefully whitelisted by some external entity?
I bet that maybe, like, I don't know, they might get a lot of backlash for that, but I could see that happening eventually. Just because it's like, that would make it easier for them to monetize, and they wouldn't have such high hosting costs, because they would only have, like, you know, approved creators instead of, like, everybody and their mom uploading videos.
It's really not any worse than it already has been. Like, I think that they should just abandon the platform wholesale, come up with a new name for something, and then let the really good content creators move over to the new thing with all the Byzantine rules, and just call that something else, like...
TubeU.
Yeah, I don't know, something else, and then just let all of the unwashed masses remain on the YouTube side of things, but, you know, slowly poison the well by making the infrastructure terrible.
Do you think we would be invited over to the new Empire?
No, we're going to Floatplane. Probably. We won't be invited. We're terrible. We're lucky that we'll monetize one out of every four of your videos. Nah, even though it's just tech news. That's all it is.
They hear words that are possibly bad or phrases that could be bad, so they just have to be safe.
It's like, oh no, the VentureBeat website's not allowed. Facebook is downgrading posts that promote miracle cures. Well, I guess that's not any worse than YouTube downgrading posts that promote Capture the Flag activities.
I mean, this one... It is one of those things, though, like, how do they tell, and, like... But I guess if it's filled with emojis... Can you believe how much weight I've lost? Emoji, emoji, emoji.
It's just these berries, man. These
Order
berries.
Order more now. Clap, clap, clap.
I wonder if it would treat, like, you know, the thing where you get your stomach stapled? And, like, this is a miracle cure. Help me lose a bunch of weight. And it's like, no, you're the gastric bypass surgery. That's a miracle cure.
Yeah, no. Because, like, I don't. You're never on Facebook, but, like, I am. And I know lots of people who get sucked into those, like, multi-level marketing schemes. And it's always, like, usually it's a stay-at-home mom who doesn't have a whole lot going on, but she's trying to earn a little extra money for her family. And then she's like, here's this weight loss supplement, or here's these leggings that are, like, massively overpriced. And, like, everyone is selling them all at once. And, like, you know, they'll cure everything, and your kid won't have allergies anymore. And, like, you'll get to go shopping three times a week because of all the money you're earning. And
you know what's a non-concern for Facebook? Security. Facebook has abused its ad system to spread remote access Trojans since 2014.
Wendell, you said you had a lot of experience with this. I don't think I've known anyone who's gotten any issue from Facebook. A
lot of family will, like, click the ad or see a Facebook ad, or it's just flash ads, and they're definitely getting viruses from...
You didn't install Adblock on their machines for them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's estimated that tens of thousands of users have become victims of the campaign. You can install Adblock, but they're like, I need my ads.
Really? My family was blown away. When I like turned on Adblock and they're like, wait, I can watch YouTube and I don't have to watch an ad. And I was like, no. I can look, all the stuff's going off the sidebar on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, this is what the internet should be. No, turn it off for our videos, please. But
well,
we understand if you don't, though. It is kind of annoying.
Yeah, the all the images on Facebook got turned off involuntarily with the Cloudflare outage, and we talked about that last video. But that also revealed some really other interesting stuff. Facebook's image outage reveals how the company's AI tags your photos.
I think this is actually kind of cool. So it'll, if you have like a picture, say I went on a hiking trip recently and someone had posted a bunch of pictures of like trees and flowers, it says photo may contain trees, flowers, creek.
Your photo may contain Russell Brandon. So apparently Facebook knows what that guy looks like, which is going to feed the...
Oh yeah, they absolutely do.
The surveillance recognition engine.
I mean, that part's not cool, but like the fact that you have alt tags that are customized and like, you know, it's better for accessibility, that's cool. But the fact that they're probably tracking everything about you may be less cool.
TikTok. It's an app.
That we're too old to use.
Probably.
I don't use TikTok.
It's under investigation over child data use. We've literally gotten to the point where like YouTube videos used to be kind of long, and then they were like 10 minutes, and now they're like 5 minutes. And TikTok is literally like 30 seconds.
This is basically Vine 2.0, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Because like it used to be funny Vines that would get posted to YouTube, and now it's funny TikToks that are posted to YouTube. And, TikTok under investigation over child data use.
So, children use TikTok, and they're
surprising
not...
Surprising no one, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's a UK inquiry looking at whether the video sharing app breaches data protection law. Hint, it does. Because children are not supposed to use it, but they use it anyway.
But I don't know, can you really blame the app for that? Shouldn't your parents be, in theory, like...
Listen, any
age verifying that
anything any European Union member state can use to find Google,
no, they're going to use
find
it.
Find somebody, not necessarily Google, just the large companies. Like, oh, there's some success happening over here. We need to find them.
It's probably going to happen. And then it'll shut down like Vine did because Vine was too expensive to run. Yeah.
Facebook did have a scare this week. Facebook campus given the all clear after sarin scare. So I guess. It's the thing that happens. It was a false positive. There was a package that tested positive for sarin, but it was not legit.
If you're wondering what sarin is, there's a facility not terribly far from where we are that has sarin gas in it. Read that Wikipedia late at night and kind of feel good about how scary that is. It's a nerve gas.
Yeah.
And it will violently kill you quickly.
There were also some protests in Hong Kong not long ago. A lot of people involved. But how many people were protesting? Well... it turns out AI helped improve the crowd counting in those Hong Kong protests. So AI was used to analyze the pictures to try to figure out how many people are actually protesting, and that was a lot easier than human counters, like counting the number of people in the picture.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Neat.
We would have shown you that article, but New York Times didn't allow it.
No. TechCrunch has our next article, which is pretty cool. It says that image recognition and many apps and QR codes, how China uses its tech to sort its waste. And I read this and I was like, I kind of want this here.
Yeah, I wish we did more recycling programs here. I don't think they're as common in this area. What was the example we were talking about before we started?
Well, when I went to Canada, I was sort of confused by the recycling, like the way that the recycling was labeled, because it seems like there's like compostable and non-compostable. And so... you could compost your food waste, and if like you had a paper plate that you had cleaned thoroughly, it's like that would go in the one pile, but if your paper plate had food waste on it, that would go in the other pile, plate and all. I don't know. I didn't really understand. In America, we have glass recycling, certain
paper.
Types of plastic recycling, and paper recycling. So it's like, and then just regular trash. And compost is, if you want to compost, that's cool, but that's on you.
Yeah. That's actually very common in the tiny house movement. A lot of them compost.
So everybody has like a compost. It depends on what neighborhood you're in, but...
compost heap.
Yeah.
I don't know how common that is in other parts of the U.S., but I've seen that here.
In the U.K., it's like, oh, my back garden has a terrible smell.
They probably don't have enough space. Well, I don't know. I guess you could. It would just smell bad, but if you keep it covered, it's not terrible.
But
anyway.
In China... It's with an app. And so it's like, if you pick up dog poop with newspaper, is that still paper or is that organic waste? And it turns out that's organic waste. It's not paper anymore. I mean, there's paper there, but the paper will break down. So it's a different recycling thing once you've combined the products and you don't want to, you know, discombine. That's just a...
No, I don't... You know, you mentioned newspaper. I use bags to pick up roos, like plastic bags. And I was like, that seems extra wasteful because eventually the dog poop will go away. But, like, you're using plastic that will stay on the earth for thousands of years to pick it up, and it's like, is that...
Does wax paper break down? Because maybe little wax paper bags would be better. Because you can still invert those.
I buy, they're supposed to be more eco-friendly, but whether that actually is true or not, I don't know. The bag's green. Supposed to break down a little quicker. Probably, like, you know, 1,000 years less over 5,000 years or something, like...
You know what? AI might have done something useful for a change.
This is kind of neat. AI invents more effective flu vaccine in world first. Adelaide, blah, 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 researchers say.
So,
Wendell scrolled down.
I scrolled down a little bit. But we learned a new word.
We did. I immediately forgot it. I have to look at it again.
Adjuvant.
Adjuvant.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. But that's the active ingredient.
Yeah, well, it's something that aids... I think the actual root means, like, to aid, but it aids your immuno...
response.
Yes.
And so the AI was like, hey, based on the data you've given me, you should look at this compound, and the researchers did, and that worked. So this is starting a trial in the U.S. because flu season came early this year.
Somehow, even though it's, like, 100 gazillion degrees here.
Wow, that's just what they said in the article. I don't believe them.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's had the flu yet.
What Sam's really doing is accelerating the flu season, so it's a constant dependence on...
On flu vaccines for people who do caregiving.
I'm only mostly kidding.
Do you do the flu vaccine?
I do.
I don't do a flu vaccine, typically. I probably should, because I work with kids periodically. Yeah. Like, I don't do it frequently, like maybe like once or twice a month. But
you're patient zero for the office.
No, I haven't been sick for a while. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, you know. All right.
Oh, this one's neat. These gloves turn sign language into audible speech.
Look at they look kind of jank, like you would get electrocuted.
They do.
It's probably okay.
It looks no offense, Wendell, but like this looks like something you would design where it's like there's just wires and stuff sticking out of it, but it works perfectly.
I think it looks amazing. You totally won't get electrocuted from those five AAA batteries.
Scroll back up here. Look at the subtitle on this. We were both read this and we went, oh.
72% of families don't sign with their deaf children.
That's sad.
If you have a deaf child, you should learn sign language. That's part of your responsibilities of being a parent.
I could see maybe if your child went deaf when they were older, maybe you could write to them or like text them. I don't know, but
that
like
might be acceptable. But having
child who was like deaf from birth,
yeah, that would be really off-putting.
Yeah, it's like you know you're signing with like your teacher. It's like a parent-teacher conference, and your mom's just on her phone, like
like let me type you a message.
Yeah. I don't know, but this actually makes it so it's audible, which is neat.
A lot of AI news this week, too. Artificial intelligence is being used to help identify bat species that are suspected for carrying the Nipah virus in Kerala. So
I should have looked up the Nipah virus. I've actually never heard of that.
Like, you capture bats, and it's like, oh, this bat is infected. And then that's like a thing. Are you going to look it up now?
Let's read about the Nipah virus, because I didn't get a chance to read about that. Usually if I find some little aside, I try to do that before, but...
Well, we need to close the loop here where, like, once we get the algorithm down pat, that's when we deploy the drone army to actually take out and destroy the bats that are infected.
Transmitted through contaminated food or directly between people. In infected people, it causes a range of illnesses to asymptomatic infection to acute respiratory illness and fatal encephalitis. That sounds
pretty serious.
Which is probably why they're exterminating those bats.
Probably worthy of developing a drone that does all those things. So, did you know that plants are not conscious?
I did. I hope so, because I've been growing tomatoes and jalapenos all summer.
Apparently, a lot of people don't know that plants are not conscious. So, The Guardian has this story about a group of biologists trying to bury the idea that plants are conscious.
The editor who had to do the title for this was like, that's so clever, burying the idea.
I was like, oh, bothered by claims that plants have brain-like command centers in their root tips that possess the equivalent of an animal nervous system. The critics counter there is no proof of sentient vegetation or structures within plants that would grant them what the neuroscientist has called the feeling of what happens.
how terrifying would that be if you were a vegetarian, like, for ethical reasons? And then it was like, I can't eat plants either. What do you eat?
That's a problem.
You don't eat anything.
Eggs?
No, because if you... Well, I don't know. Well, vegans don't eat anything that's animal-produced. Vegetarians just don't eat meat.
What about, like, free-range chickens? Because we had chickens growing up, and they seemed perfectly happy. Like, it was a quid pro quo. It's like, look, you've got a nice place to camp out and lots of food, and we take the eggs that are unfertilized. And, like, you're not forced to do anything. You can do whatever you want. If you want to leave, you know, you could...
Oh no, you hit the mic.
Oh, that's terrible.
We had chickens growing up as well, though their life was probably not quite as lovely as what yours was, because we lived in like downtown Tacoma.
I'm pretty sure that some of them did actually take off. Now, I'm not sure that their life outside the farm was any better, but you know, we did occasionally eat them.
Ours, we didn't ever eat ours, though the neighborhood dogs got hold of them a couple times, which was traumatic for me as a 5-year-old. Because my favorite one got mangled, and I saw it.
A little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are a little bit of a problem.
Air Force accidentally dropped 3 dummy bombs on Florida. They ask the public not to touch if you find them. And
I think we segued into the nonsense section.
So they show a picture of it, and it, I don't know how you could ever mistake it. Like, if you did find it, I mean, it looks like a bomb. But apparently this has happened before in Oklahoma in 2014.
Well, these are dummy bombs. And so they contain, quote-unquote, a small pyrotechnic charge, but no explosives.
Yeah, and, like, it's totally fine, but don't touch it if you see it. And please immediately alert us if you find it. But it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Next week's headline is going to be, Florida man finds...
finds bomb, yeah. Loads up on car in Disneyland.
Oh, no.
Or Disney World.
A third CRISPR baby may have already been born in China.
So I didn't get to read all of this one. What was this baby's superpower? Oh, read full article.
Yeah, it was.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, they gave us some more.
Yeah,
not much.
The Chinese scientist sprang a further surprise on the shocked gene editing experts. The second Chinese woman, he said, was pregnant with yet another CRISPR baby, and early pregnancy tests had confirmed it. So, yeah.
3 months have passed.
Due to be born at any moment.
Normal birth.
That's just the genetic enhancements of CRISPR-fied.
See, I'm waiting. We're turning into Gattaca. Every time I do a story about CRISPR, I have to mention the movie Gattaca.
It's going to be scary.
People who are born normally are going to be considered freaks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that's basically where we're headed.
People like us with bad eyesight, they're not going to exist in the future.
No. Speaking of, this was nonsense. Ryan added this one, but it's like, is this really nonsense?
This was sad. I was like, why would you post this one?
What does this have to do with
Ryan's
technology?
Not here this week, but...
In early morning roundups, Denver grabs geese in city parks to kill them and send meat to hungry families. They declined to clarify where the meat was going, but there are too many geese. And they describe a really horrific situation where, like, the banks of this lake are just covered in duck poop. And it's just a bad situation. And so
there's some lakes around here like that.
They're going to kill all the ducks, but they're going to turn it into food. So I guess, you know, every dark cloud has a silver lining.
Well, geese are mean as hell, too. But
geese, yeah. I guess
geese are real mean, but it is kind of sad.
Geese poop.
Do you think they'll remember this? Like, will they exact their revenge later?
No, I think that it's not even all the geese. It's just a small fraction of the geese, but they've been doing it every morning for a while, and there's still too many.
There's like a little baby goose in a nest somewhere, and he sees his mother get rounded up, and he vows revenge. I'd watch that movie. I'd watch that Disney film.
They've eaten everything. So New York Times has a cool article.
If we could read it, scientists took an MRI scan of an atom.
Just a single atom. We've gotten to the point in MRI technology where we can image a single atom. And the images are pretty cool on the New York Times. Maybe it's worth subscribing. Maybe not. I don't know.
And that's it. To the next story.
Pretty much.
I saw this one and I knew Ryan added it. We're anti-influencer. Ice cream truck makes Instagram stars pay double.
So this is really amazing.
I love this.
If you tell the ice cream truck that you're an influencer, they charge you double.
Usually, you know, you do that because you're trying to get something for free. This is how it should be. Like, I love this because of someone in the arts. People are always trying to get you to do stuff for free. Oh, but you get exposure. And, like, this is just poetic justice for that, all those moments.
There's so many people that have a huge following and it's just absolutely completely worthless because there's just no purchasing power. There's no community support. By the way, we love our fans. Thanks for
supporting us on our store and on Patreon and on our forum. But we don't expect free ice cream.
No.
We pay for our own ice cream here at Level 1 Techs.
We really do. And it's thanks to patrons like you that we can afford to do that.
Also our day jobs, but...
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. This is...
I don't remember this. Oh, wait, I do know this one. Never mind. I can't see the headline because it's so far away. Schools are using aggression detecting mics that are set off by coughing, slamming locker doors to head off the next school shooting.
So imagine having a school monitored by microphones and bad software, where it's like a student coughing in a room is alerting somebody in a room.
It's
a somewhere.
DEFCON 5 situation.
Yeah,
like
it's like, you need to get in there now. And it's like, oh, it's just students.
School
coughing.
Goes on lockdown because someone has a cold.
It's like, oh, somebody slammed their locker. Oh, that's bad. It's going to turn schools into a mausoleum where everything has to be like super quiet and everybody has to be like super hushed. That's probably going to not be good for the mental health of the children, I would guess.
Well, it's going to be distressing, too, because, like, if you haven't witnessed a knife fight in the cafeteria, did you really go to school in Eastern Kentucky?
They punched each other out. I didn't know what was happening.
I saw a lot of fights in high school. That's probably, like, maybe a case for it, but I don't think that the technology's there yet.
Scientists are searching for a mirror universe. You could be sitting right in front of it. I don't think that's true.
There's some weird stuff in physics that I don't understand, but this seems kind of made up.
There was an experiment that they did where...
Explain it for me.
There was an experiment that they did where they generated a certain amount of neutrinos, and that is basically universal. And then they did the experiment a different way and basically put the neutrinos in a jar, but there were less neutrinos than expected that actually made it to the jar. And the explanation that they came up with, which is more elegant from a mathematical standpoint, is basically that they went into a mirror dimension. If they weren't lost, they just went somewhere else, a parallel dimension. And so they're going to do another experiment to try to recreate the situation to determine if they can actually send those particles into a mirror dimension. Because neutrinos decay predictably, and they didn't see the decay rate that they expected in one scenario versus another, which doesn't make any sense. And the simplest way to explain it was that the neutrinos go to another dimension. Sometimes the simplest explanation's not the correct one, but we'll see.
It's hilarious that the simplest explanation is that there's a mirror dimension. Because for me, that sounds like the craziest explanation.
Japan. Japan has got...
this is a cute story.
Not a lot of unemployment. A lot of, like, if you want to have a job, move to Japan. So Uber is recruiting grannies as a result of that.
Uber recruits grannies as couriers to deliver ramen in Japan. This is so stinking cute. So apparently, I didn't learn this from the article. You can't do ride sharing.
No.
But Uber Eats is a thing there.
Yeah. So you can have people deliver food randomly, which I guess is a thing, which is fine.
That'd be like a cool job. It's you like, know, if you're old and like you're still able to get around, like
a little old lady brings you stuff. I could get behind a little old lady bringing me like southern, like really well-prepared southern food, like various forms of pork and biscuits and gravy. And, like, biscuits and gravy.
Fried chicken.
Various forms of pork. Oh, yes.
Macaroni and cheese.
The southern style mac and cheese. Wow, it's all these products have pork products in them. Because, like, the best mac and cheese has, like, all of the pork parts that you have left over. Not really bacon, but...
No, we didn't do that growing up.
Oh, it's really good. It's really good stuff. I could definitely... It's, like, giant buttermilk biscuits.
Yeah. No, the biscuit and gravy, I could go. I mean, biscuit and gravy is not really that hard to make, but I'm so lazy.
People in the UK are really confused about what I'm talking about when I say
cookies
biscuits.
And gravy.
Yeah, cookies and gravy. And the gravy, like, you guys don't even know what gravy is. Like, gravy is different than your gravy. You're thinking of, like, gruel. I don't know. I feel very sad for people in London, like the culinary thing. It's better now, but like 50 years ago, it was pretty terrible from what I understand.
There's a lot of jokes about British food. I mean, fish and chips is fine. I haven't really tried enough British food. I know there's a lot of vinegar and pickled stuff, but...
It's bangers and mash. No.
No.
Actually, I think a lot of Middle Eastern food is popular in London, but they really need to get on the Tex-Mex and like various forms of like chicken and cheese. I bet we could open up a taco stand in London and make a mint.
So a lot of our British viewers have said that they don't have a lot of access to like Mexican restaurants, and I'm like, that's really sad because in the U.S. they're everywhere and they're delicious.
You know what else is really sad? This is the end of this episode of the Level One News.
Dab on them. It was a bad dab.
Oh, okay. We'll see you next week. Be sure to check out our coverage, all the tech stuff that was on day one, because that was exciting. And thank you again to the folks that support us.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.